Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, we've got another countdown for you this week. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. The first time we've done a show together in a couple of weeks, Brian. You've been, you were off gallivanting around Vancouver, was it?
That's one of the places I was, yeah.
Yeah, you were all over the place.
Yes, I was.
We tried to play a game of Where's Waldo. We GPS'd your phone before you left and you didn't know it, but we were tracking you as you went across the world. So, you and Carmen San Diego. We found you. We couldn't find her, but what are you going to do? So you're back. Did you enjoy yourself?
You're skewing our demographics very old. Now, all the youth that are into this cool, hip music they were playing, they don't know what you're talking about.
People know what Carmen Sandiego is.
I don't think they do.
I'm going to do a poll. That never happens. You were off at a station?
Sure, yeah. I was at the station manager summit in Vancouver for a couple of days, and that was nice. Got to see lots of folks and go to Vancouver for the first time. And
did
then
you plug the show? Did you?
Don't think it ever came up in conversation that I can think of. Someone actually did. Johnny, the program director at CFUB, told me that he was listening to the show in the morning on his way to Vancouver on the first day of the summit, because they air the show from 6 to 8 a.m. on Thursday mornings. And so
that's an early morning spot.
Yeah, and he's like, I actually never hear the show because it's on so early.
Never up that early.
So he was listening to it. And
you were like, well, John, did you know you can download the program?
Your strange banter.
Yeah.
And then I stayed at his house for a couple of days in Victoria after that. Got to go back to Victoria. The conference was there last year, so that was kind of nice to go back and see some stuff again and have a couple of relaxing days and come back home. And now I'm back in, ready to do the show. And this week is wild, Anthony.
How wild?
There's a lot of stuff happening on here.
So for the last 2 weeks, I tried to be as prepared as you. I feel we bring different elements to this show, and when you're gone, some things fall apart, and when I'm gone, fall apart. I think they do. You write all this stuff down about.
Oh yeah, half of what you said's right.
Oh right, it doesn't fall apart. It falls apart when you're gone, but not when I'm gone.
Yeah,
is that what
for
you're
sure
saying?
For
all
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's lots of movement on the charts, and as much as you hate it, I'm going to say it. Brian's going to give you the scoop.
Nope. Not going to happen. That's not a thing. There's not a thing on this show. Don't know what the scoop is. Maybe that's something you invented in the last 2 weeks at
the
different.
The scoop is for ice cream. Just tell us about the albums that are moving around.
Yum. I don't even know what's happening right now. What's your shot? That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh wow! See, Okay, let's rewind this.
The show is off the rails, but it's okay because I did have a couple conversations that are like that. They enjoy the aloof banter of this program.
How ridiculous we are!
Because slowly, more and more, the show gets more off the rails. But it's okay. People are, from what I can hear, they're into it.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, let's rewind a little bit, and it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. We take the charts from earshot-online.com. You're wondering what you'll find if you go to that website? Brian's going to let you know.
Well, it is the National Campus of Community Radio Report, which is, again, at that fine website, earshot-online.com. They bring you the entire national top 50 for the week, ending every single Tuesday. That's produced by a fine group of staff and volunteers, both at Earshot and community stations from across Canada. Over 30 Canadian Campus of Community Radio stations submitting their top 30 most played records every single week, and that becomes your top 50, and we're going to bring you selections from the top 20 again this week, as we do every week. You can also find specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, some interviews, reviews, and tons more stuff. So go get the lowdown on some new music at earshot-online.com.
It's a great tie-in, too, because we have the lowdown.
Don't know what you're talking about. You're a strange man.
No, that was good. That was good. You can get us online.
Anthony's
going to
give
ways.
You the... I don't know. See, I can't even come up with headlines like you do.
I'm going to give them the updo now about our social media. We are found online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release. We'll give you an interview. We'll package that in a feature. It's all good. And we did that last week for Andy Brown. Great to chat with him and talk about the album he's released and the tour that he's going to be on. So we'll do that for you as well. And get on over to our Facebook page. Get yourself some tickets to Pop Montreal. I'm going to do that every time now.
Please don't.
Feel like, my ears. But yeah, 5-day passes. A day pass for each day of the festival.
Pretty awesome.
And it's free. All you have to do is enter the contest and you could win. That's facebook.com/earshot20. Like and share our contest photo. Okay, Brian, what's the scoop?
Like in like the news, like the newspaper?
Yes.
The scoop.
Yeah, the scoop of the charts.
No, I'm not. If I respond to you, it encourages you to keep calling it that. Please stop calling.
I'm going to call it that all the time.
No, sorry, don't know what you're talking about.
Tell us about the charts.
Oh, sure. Well, Anthony, I was telling the truth. Basically, anything that could we don't have any interviews this week, but it is a crazy show nonetheless. There is no room for anything else because basically anything that could have happened did happen this week. We have a brand new number one. We're going to get to that in the very near future, but we also had 4 debuts as well on top of that in the top 20. So that means that some records fell off the program this week, some that you might be a little bit surprised by. Definitely some big drops, but also some big albums are rising up as well as regards to that. And Braids from number 9 and number 24, they were our number one for a few weeks before Yukon Blonde took over the top spot for 5 or 6 weeks. Human Music from number 17 down to number 21. Beat Cops from number 19 down to number 31. They're in the show for 1 week. Ken Mode as well, 16 down to number 22. Jamie XX into the program for several weeks in a row, and that goes from number 8 down to number 36. And we also have 8 debuts below the top 20. We'll be telling you about that in an hour-ish or so.
All right, well, that's big news.
Yeah, there's some great stuff, so you're definitely not going to want to go anywhere. And of course, we'll hear from Stephen Karlick, and he has some big new album releases and some other news items to talk about this week also.
So you've got a choice now. You can either call it the scoop or the big news. We're going to kick it off with number 20.
These are both terrible ideas.
We're going to kick it off.
You've had some really good.
No,
some really good ones. These aren't good.
You're going to kick it off with number 20, and we'll go up from there. And I promise you that the next time we come back, our stuff will be pulled together a little tighter than what it is right now.
All right. Well, it was into the program for the first time at number 15 last week. Rennie Wilson, Punk Explosion Extension on Mint Records. It is now at number 20. You're going to hear Escaping Alive. At number 19, up for number 45, is the re-release on You've Changed Records of Wine of the Mystic, the debut from Nap Eyes. You're going to hear Make Something. And Fade Out Killer by Slim Twig. It's the new one from Slim Twig. Thanks for sticking with Twig, debuting at number 18.
Escaping Alive, your number 20 is Rennie Wilson. On the charts this week, stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Yes! Earshot 20. Number 19.
Make something that looks good for someone because you could. Do it now and then. It doesn't matter when. Of paper are lining my desk, so many things I will never read. Yet by and large my only success comes from the things I do grudgingly. Dad tries to tell me about future happiness, but I really don't know if I know what he means. But still I keep on trying. That falls over a calm happiness when under a blood-red moon I see the light of life turn shining and fading to the distance mercilessly. One sickness of brain protein aggregation, one of upregulated oncogene. Call out.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
Number 18 this week, it's Slim Twig, Fade Out Killer. In before that, at number 19 was Make Something, Nap Eyes, and we kicked off the set. Rennie Wilson, your number 20, Escaping Alive.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20. We're going to take a quick break from the charts, Canada on the charts this week, as we do every single week, to chat with the hardest working man on this radio program. It is Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim, and welcome again to the program, Stephen.
Thank you so much.
And Exclaim has a brand new issue out on the stands, arriving here at Local 107.3 FM. Today it is the September issue, featuring Kurt Pirat on the front cover, so be sure to pick that one up. And you can take Exclaim with you wherever you go, and also online, but as he does every week, going to bring us some headlines, some of the hottest hitting music and entertainment news for you this week. And so we're going to jump right back into it with a very exciting announcement from a fine comedian duo.
Yeah, there have been rumblings in the past year or so that Flight of the Conchords have something new in the works. I don't know if that will end up meaning a run of new TV shows. There are a couple rumors about tours. Now the band, billed as, of course, quote, New Zealand's fourth most popular guitar-based digibongo a cappella rap funk comedy folk duo, are working on a movie and apparently planning for a tour. Don't start celebrating quite yet, as the proposed film hasn't been greenlit and the script isn't done. But that being said, the band's Jemaine Clement made the promising comment in an interview with IndieWire that, quote, we have actually started writing one, but who knows if it will ever be made. We've written some notes for some different film ideas. We're not down to the stage where we're going, the film's going to be like this. It could be this, 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 he says. Flood of the Conchords have, of course, never taken their act to the big screen, but they had a BBC radio series before doing two seasons of their TV show on HBO. The final season was back in 2009, so it's been a good while since we heard from them. Apparently, they have tour plans, as Clement told Consequence of Sound that his role in the upcoming adaptation of Roald Dahl's The BFG resulted in them setting aside summer tour plans. He did say, though, quote, but we're hoping to announce a tour. We'll announce it before the end of the year, hopefully, and then sometime next year get on the road. So some very exciting things coming for Flight of the Conchords fans.
Yeah, and their fans are quite voracious, so I'm sure they will eat up whatever comes from the duo. So we're about three quarters of the way through the year of 2015. Some huge hip-hop releases coming out this year, and it's not about to slow down anytime soon, as you have a pretty great album to tell us about coming up in the near future.
Yeah, J-Rock might be the least well-known, maybe the least popular of the four members of the Black Hippie Crew. That, of course, includes Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and Absol. And he's the only one, he's only released one album in the past. He apparently has a new one on the way. It's called 90059, which we assume is an area code in California, where he's from. We've already heard some album cuts from it, including the title track and a song called Money Trees Deuce, just sort of a complimentary track to Kendrick Lamar's Money Trees. But now a full track listing has been unveiled, along with the album artwork, which you can see at exclaim.ca. Featured guests on the album will include Kendrick Lamar, SZA, Isaiah Rashad, Sir, Lance Skywalker, Black Hippie, and Busta Rhymes. The weird part of all this is that there's a pre-order on iTunes already, although it has an expected release date of August 18th, 2016, which is, like as you just heard, a full year in the future. That seems like a pretty weird amount of time to wait. They followed that up a day later, saying that it's May 20th, 2016. That's still insanely long away to have a pre-order thing up. We're hoping it comes out sooner than that. The two singles so far have been incredible. Head over to exclaim.ca, especially to see the new video for 959.
All right, check that out. And another songwriter who is well known for many different projects is about to delve into the world of film.
Yeah, this is kind of a cool one. So Nick Thorburn, best known perhaps as the frontman for both Islands and the Unicorns, he's previously teamed up with Michael Cera before in a band called Mr. Heavenly. Now he's working with Cera again, although it's for a short film this time called That Dog. Thorburn wrote and directed Bad Dog, and he also served as a producer on the film. The 15-minute short will be making its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival starting next month. Tim and Eric Funnyman, Tim Heidecker is also apparently in the cast, as is Andrea Riseborough from Birdman and Oblivion, and comedian Natasha Leggero. So lots of names in that one. An official synopsis of the film says, quote, "In this wickedly acerbic spin on a quintessential L.A. story, three people in an apartment complex raise social awkwardness and crass insensitivity to the level of an art form." So we're not sure exactly what that means, but there is a short trailer on Exclaim.ca and at the film's Facebook page. TIFF will, of course, run from September 10th to 20th, and there will be a ton of other music-minded films there if you live in or around Toronto. It is, of course, an international film festival, so it's a big one. Tour dates, of course, for Thorburn, who just released his solo album, City of Quartz. He'll be traveling across North America, including a few dates in Canada. So check that out at exclaim.ca.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Steven. John, jump back into the music, but we will hear from Steven once again in about an hour's time. He has some new records to tell us about, as well as some other stuff. So don't go anywhere. And we're going to hear from Laluz, has a new record out called Weirdo Shrine. That is at number 17 this week.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Ooh, 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 ooh. She born New Orleans, New Orleans, Louisiana. Branded with the name Lisa Sawyer, circa 1963. Grandmother was Indian, Indian. Her mother's name was Eartha, swift as the wind, fierce as fire. Her father's name was Victor. Worked two jobs to provide for his flock. She was the youngest of seven, seven. She grew up on Louis Street, chaos around, but inside cozy, small, but a mansion in her eyes. Mansion. Never had much money, but was filthy rich. The wealth couldn't get from a dark casino, a lottery ticket. They had love, rich in love. The complexion of a sweet prey, lean, hair long as the sea, heart warm like Louisiana sun, voice like a symphony of the most beautiful instruments. Whoa, beautiful. At the age of 16, she found Christ at an altar. All along he was calling her name. The gospel spoken from an old wrinkled man. Gospel. She was on it. New Orleans, she was born in New Orleans, she was born in New Orleans, New Orleans.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Leon Bridges from the album Coming Home at number 16, dropping just three spots this week. You heard a track from that album called Lisa Sawyer, and Lulu's debuting at number 17. A couple of debuts in a row here. We heard from the album Weirdo Shrine. That was a track called True Love Knows.
Yes, it does know, Brian. True Love Knows this show, and we are both in love with this show. That's why we've done it for so long. 160 some episodes. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I want to know what we should do for our 200th when we get to 200.
We're not very good at planning.
No, we're not.
Numbers. They just kind of were like, oh, we're going to do something real crazy. And then just kind of, I mean, we happen. Did do some things. We changed different things in the show, but the last, at 150, we didn't do anything.
No, no. What we really need to do is like fly somebody in to co-host with
us. That sounds really expensive.
We make all kinds of money. You own a radio station, so
around. So many myths.
I know. We are getting into finishing up the first 10 of the top 20. We're going to bring you a couple more tracks here in just a couple minutes. Remember, if you want to head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Go ahead and do it right now while I'm talking. You have the chance to win some tickets to some passes, rather, to Pop Montreal. And all you have to do is like and share the Facebook contest photo. It is a jam-packed festival of music, art, all kinds of things that you can do at Pop Montreal in Montreal, Quebec, for that festival. It is. I had a look online at just some of the different things that were going on, and they really do make it. It's almost like I would equate it to how big their winter festival is, the Winter Carnival, because it's just incredible the amount of stuff that goes on. It's like Winter Carnival for summer, really, except Bonhomme de Neige isn't there.
And in a different city.
He's my favorite. And in a different city. Oh, wow. See, I don't even know.
Just double checking if you knew that or not. I wasn't really sure.
Montreal. Yeah, Quebec. Yeah, it's not the same thing. Yeah, so that happened. Anyway, I would equate it to Montreal's version of the Winter Carnival, but in the summertime.
Nice save.
And no Bonhomme de Neige, who is my favorite character in the wintertime. Just saying. So there you go. Head on over to our Facebook page. Forget everything else I just said. Head to our Facebook page. Like and share the contest photo.
They're painting in the studio, and I'm concerned that you've been getting too close to the paint.
The fumes are giving me a run for my money. But yeah, we've got all kinds of opportunities all the time for you to win. That's just one. Example of how you can win with us on the Earshot 20, and this time with our friends from Pop Montreal. All right, a couple more tracks. Brian's going to bring them to you right now, and he's going to let you know what's coming in at number 15.
All right, at that spot is Ariane Moffat, rising from the debut at number 50. The week before is her new record, Van De Zer Van De, and you're going to hear a new one from her called Les Terres Fous. And dropping 10 spots, number 14 this week, is Daniel Romano from If I've Only One Time Askin'. You're going to hear a track called Old Fires Die.
That sounds like it's a pretty big jump, maybe the biggest on the charts this week. 50 to number 11, that's huge. Or 15, that's huge. That's, yeah, a huge jump.
Check it out right now.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Laissez-moi dormir en paix, car les yeux ouverts, c'est plus comme avant. Gardez-moi loin des tireurs fous, c'est tout ce que je demande. Gardez-moi loin des tireurs fous, mes enfants me réclament. Si seulement j'ouvrais les paupières que
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
There's a cold, dark stare to my lover, and there's a big black mark on my soul. There was a time we were lost in one another, and now we're lost in the part of letting go. I know I'm a hard man to follow, and I know I'm the cause of all our pain. But when I'm home, I just fade into shadows, and I'm lost in her thoughts when I'm away. She said, lay it on the line, let me know what's on your mind. Tell me, darling, where did we go so wrong? What do you get from loving me? Why is our marriage in danger? 'Cause I get more happiness from a bottle, and get more love from a stranger. I remember the days when we still had that flame, and it kept us both warm through the night. But you took up one thing, and I took up with another. Life passes, old fires die. She said, lay it on the line, let me know what's on your mind. Tell me, darling, where did we go so wrong? What do you get from loving me? I get more happiness from a bottle, and get more love from a stranger.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Old Fires Die by Daniel Romano from the album If I've Only One Time Asking, at number 14, down from number 4, and at number 15, up from number 50, Ariane Moffat. You heard a track called Les Terres Fous.
All right, we've got three more tracks before this hour is complete, and the first 10 of the top 20 counted down. And if you're just joining us, of course, we are counting down the national top 20 albums coming from the national top 50 of Earshot-Online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland in studio as well, after he was away for a couple weeks. I know you missed him, so I convinced him to come back, although Mike was making a hard sell to kick you to the curb.
Oh, great. Goodbye.
If you're leaving, I'm leaving.
Oh, it's just Mike's show.
Yeah, hand it over to somebody else. All right, we've got a few more tracks. Here it is, coming in at your number 13 spot. Brian's going to let you know.
It is not our final debut, but it's our final debut of this hour. It's the Soul Jazz Orchestra. They have a new one on Do Right Music. It's called Resistance. Here is Greet the Dawn.
dog bites back. Cause if you kick a dog long enough, the dog bites back. If you kick a dog long enough, the dog bites back. There's a better way of life for the workers in the poor.
And brothers and sisters, with the dog we're in a cross.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Oh,
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Right of the First Night was the name of that track you just heard from Fake Tears. Their new one on Mint Records called Night Shifting debuted at number 35 last week, and it's now at number 11. Sitting still at number 12 was Fountain with Fountain 2. You heard High Strung on Zen and Greet the Dawn by the Soul Jazz Orchestra. Their new one, Resistance, debuted at number 13.
All right, that does it for the first 10 of the top 20. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Of course, that's where we get the charts, and a big thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the folks at Earshot for pulling together the list every week and all the contributing stations. This show is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We air here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication for rebroadcast across the nation with many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to the program, we thank you very much for doing so, and hope that you'll stick around. In the next hour of the program, Stephen Karlick joins us again, Brian's got the lowdown, and we have the top 10, which includes a new number one. Bum, bum, bum. That's all I'm going to tell you for now. Head to our Facebook page in the meantime, facebook.com/earshot20. Enter the contest for tickets to Pop Montreal. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.